Yerushalmi, Koth Bangta Megillah Bavli, Daf Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel on the base. At the first Mishnah, that's Halacha base. It says, Chali Yosh Vashemi, Kroim, Vayoyos, Kadolos, Koyim, Moy, Vayoyim, and Mutophis, Koyim, and Amacha. How do they read on these days? If it falls, as we'll explain, if it falls on Monday, villages and big means open cities read that day, and Mutophis, Koyim, the cities surrounded by a wall, read the next day. Al Yos Beshlishi, Obervi, Kram, Magnirli, and Magnisa, Ayoes, Kadulis, Koyun, Bebeyoim, and Mukafis, Koyun, and Macho. If it falls on Tuesday or Wednesday, villages read early on the day of assembly, and big cities read that day, and Mukafis, Koyun, read the next day. The Gemara says, Kol Hein, Tanin, and Al Yos Barbarasa, Alan Kaiman. The Gemara explains that our entire Mishnah discusses which day the 14th falls. Amav Yosef, Masnisa, Amakain, Mukafas Chaim, and Amacha. Amav Yosef supports this from the Mishnah. Mukafas Chaim read the next day. Surely they read on the 15th. Amav Yosef, Leifkan, Chalios, Besheini, Leifkan, Chalios, Beshabbos. Amav Yosef observed that nowadays, that the calendar is fixed, we don't find that the 14th falls on Monday or on Shabbos. Chalios, Besheini, Tzomer Rabba, Chvechad, Beshava. Since the months from Purim through Tishrei always alternate 29 days and 30 days, if the 14th would fall on Monday, Yom Kippur would be on Sunday. If the 14th would fall on Shabbos, Yom Kippur would be on Friday. They fix the calendar to avoid these, because then vegetables picked before the two consecutive days, the Kedusha would wilt. Also, there would be two consecutive days and a mace could not be buried and the body would putrefy. We come now to Halacha Gimel. Chaliyos Bachamishri, if the 14th falls on Thursday, villages and big cities read that day, and Mukavas Chaima read the next day. Halyes the Erev Shabbos, Koran Magdim Eliyem Maknisa, Vayoyos Kedoylos Mukavas Chaima, Koyim Beviyoyim, Halyes the Shabbos, Koran Vayoyos Kedoylos Magdim Eliyem Maknisa, Mukavas Chaima Lemacha. If it falls on Friday, villages read earlier on the day of assembly, and the big cities and Mukavas Chaim will read that day. If it falls on Shabbos, villages and big cities read earlier on the day of assembly, and Mukavas Chaim will read the next day. Gemara says, "Ba'ovin koyme Rabbi Zera, Yisachami chaliyos lekochem b'Shabbos koyin b'Shabbos chaliyos la'yoris b'Shabbos yitzchuliyim haknisa." They asked the question to Rizera, let's see, if the day to read for Krachem falls on Shabbos, they read on Friday. If the day to read for big cities falls on Shabbos, why do they read early on the day of assembly? Rabbi Lah said it is due to the honor of Krachem, lest people say we saw Krachem and cities reading on the same day. If so, cities should not be pushed off to the day of assembly, lest people say that we saw villages and cities reading the same day. If the 14th falls on Monday or Thursday, we should enact the big cities read later. This is impossible due to the pasuk that we learned earlier, Lo Ya'avar. Also, when it's on Shabbos, villages and cities read together. Chaliyos b'Shabbos. The Bible says that if the 15th occurs on Shabbos, villages, cities, and Krachim read together. This Tana does not honor anyone. He's not concerned that Krachim read unlike cities, nor that cities read unlike villages. Answers, he holds that Krachim may not precede cities, and he holds anyone uprooted in his day is pushed back to the day of assembly. Maybe Oimer Kulhem Yitru Liam Aknisa, the Isle Shayikanu Krachim La Yoris, the Isle Kolshahu Nitru Makayim Yitru Liam Aknisa. And maybe he holds that if the 15th falls on Shabbos, all of them are pushed back to the day of assembly. He holds that Krachim may not precede cities, and he holds that anyone uprooted from his day is pushed back to the day of assembly. This vice says, like Rebbe. Heich avdin uvda, how do we behave? I mean, whom does that halacha follow? And Rav Yosef, k'masnisa, Rav Yosef says we do like our Mishnah. On k'mi Rav Yisera, k'ma that amal chaliyos lekrachim b'Shabbos k'mi be'er Shabbos They have to be zera, just like you say that if it falls for krachim on Shabbos, they read on Friday. If it falls for sitting on Shabbos, they should read on Friday. The masnisa katrin tanai tani kadmaya sava meima koshu nitcha mekaymai she say loy yitcha liyemakaisa. You have to say that our Mishnah is like to Tanayim. The first Tanah holds that anyone uproots from his day if not pushed back the day of assembly. The latter Tanah holds that anyone uprooted from his day is pushed back to the day of assembly. The Krachim Shabbos Kerim Eir Shabbos. The Gemara rejects and gives a different answer. Says the Rizera, Rav said that one Tana taught our Mishnah. Why did they say that if it falls on for Krachim on Shabbos, they read on Friday? The Amar Echelboy, the Chuna Rav Hashem Rechei Rava, the Boyitzim Yerdalad Shehu Zman Kriyasa, because Friday is the 14th, and Rav Echelboy taught that everyone is Yotzer on the 14th, which is the day of reading. But the Karaso, Chalyes, Lahayois, Shabbos, Dam Rechalway, Yem Yugimel, Yem Rechoma, Hoya, Rechich, and Asmois, Jain, Boy, and Nicha. Correspondingly, when it falls for cities on Shabbos, means they don't read on Friday. Friday is the 13th, and 13th was a day of war. It proves about itself that it's not a day of rest. Therefore, they should read on Thursday, the 12th. Hashkach Tani, Righteous villages read on Friday, and big cities are pushed back to the day of assembly, and Mekafos Chayma are pushed off to Sunday. Eich Avdin Uvda, how do we act? Whom does Allah follow? And Yosef Leith Efshir Vein Efshir Kumas Nisa. Yosef answered, it's not possible nowadays that the calendar was fixed. When it's possible, means when based in is Mekadesh, the Chodesh, based on witnesses, we follow our Mishnah. The Abba B'Shem Rav Yehuda, Osha Omer Yitzchah, Mekoyim Ovad, Ba'asor, the Abba says that whenever he said it's uprooted from its day, one must read among 10 men to publicize a miracle. An Chamyan Rabbonon, Afil B'Yochid, we see that the Rabbonon read it even alone. At times, it's uprooted from its day. Avina b'shem Riasi Kosha Omru Yitzchel Yemaknisa or Vad Vasa. Avina answered that whenever villages are pushed back to the day of assembly, one must read among 10. Rechanan Yama Ipalgun Rav Chuna Rav Yehuda Chadam Rav Vad Vasa or Rechanan Yama Afilu B'Yechidi. Rechanan Yama said that Rav Chuna and Rav Yehuda disagreed about this. One said that one must read among 10, and the other one said that even an individual may read. Meisiv manda ama uvad v'asor le manda ama afilu v'yichidi ad shu b'makoymai yikra. And the Gemara asked, the one who said that one must read among 10, again the one who said that even an individual, that if an individual may read, why are they pushed back to the day of assembly when in any case they enter the cities? The village can read in this place on the 14th. Then im kain salagd masnisa yudalav shu b'yichid v'yudgim or yudalav v'tethavar. If so, you nullify our Mishnah that said it can be read on the 12th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th.